All right, hey, today I want to dig into 21 ideas to instantly help you grow your contracting business. But before I do, I want to talk to you about my Accelerate program over at the Contractor Fight. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/accelerate, you'll have access to join several dozen other contractors in a self-directed learning platform that we have online to help you raise your business IQ. Listen, you get a weekly teaching call. You've got full access to our membership site where we have past recordings, over 90 or 100 recordings now of different topics from leadership to pricing your work to marketing, sales, all that stuff to help you grow a stronger business. So head over to thecontractorfight.com/accelerate today and check out what we have going on there. Level up your business and grow it into the thing that you wanted it to be when you first started out. Okay, so a few weeks ago in the Contractor Fight Facebook group, I put out a post and basically it read like this: who wants to help contribute to an upcoming Contractor Fight podcast episode? I said, in a couple weeks, we're going to do the topic of 21 ideas to help you grow your contracting business. Please share your idea below in no more than one brief sentence. And so today's episode is from the over, couple hundred members that we have in the Contractor Fight Facebook group, that private community there, of an idea that you can use to instantly grow your business. And so I thought we had some good stuff here. And so I'm going to dig in and just kind of, I might comment briefly on one or two of these as we go. But for the most part, I'm going to read it the way it is, because I think our members did a great job of sharing how they would grow and what they would recommend. All right, so first one. Michael says, begin building a list of key influencers in your area you can create partnerships with. Okay, I mean, seriously, how huge is that? I get asked all the time how you guys can grow your business. Hey, Tom, how do I grow my business? How do I grow my business? I don't have a lot of money to market with, or whatever it is. And it all comes down to these relationships. So Michael hit it out of the park right out of the gate with this one. Build a list of key influencers. So if you are a landscaper, you might have influencers that are realtors or home inspectors or whatever. Okay, you get the idea. All right, Dan shares an idea to grow your business. How incredibly important it is to know your gross profit while giving a bid, producing the job, and what steps to take to protect that gross profit. So guys, this is huge. Gross profit is what's left over after you produce the job. So if you sell the job for 10 grand, it costs you 5 grand to do it, labor, material, permits, work comp, all that stuff for your guys. You got 5 grand left. That's what you call your gross profit. That's the money you have left over to pay your overhead, to pay the ongoing bills of the business, yourself, and have any sort of a net profit left when all is said and done. So knowing your gross profit is huge when you're giving a bid, producing a job, and then knowing what steps to take to protect that gross profit. Rick says, start using software to automate the repetitive portions of work on the admin side of your business. Love that one. Anything that you can automate or outsource or give to somebody else, go for it. I'm kind of blowing it here, aren't I? I said I wasn't going to comment on all of them, but I guess I am. All right, here we go. I think we're on number four. Casey said, respect is earned. Don't be a dick. How about that one? Listen, if you, a while ago, I think I did a video or a podcast on just because you're fighting the contractor fight doesn't mean you get to be a dick about it. And Casey nailed it here. If you want to grow your business, you've got to be somebody who is worthy of respect, and people buy from those that they know, like, and trust. Jason said that he used an email program, I don't know what he used, to get all 800 local realtors, get their emails off the website and market to them. He does flooring. Okay, so he found a way to get 800 local realtors' emails and marketed to them, and actually grew his business, brought in a bunch of leads and sales for not a lot of money. Micah says, answer your phone, return every missed call. Man, you ever do that? You see a missed call on your phone and they didn't leave a voicemail? That could be money sitting there. So if you can't answer your phone, return every missed call. He says, this one rule has made my business explode from barely six figures to seven figures in 4 years. Great stuff, Micah. Appreciate that, man. Luke says, every day introduce yourself to someone new who you feel could help you grow. I grew my business from zero to 200,000 in sales the first year this way with $40 in business cards only. Guys, this is huge. And I know a lot of you listening to this are larger contractors and you've been around a while and stuff, but there are, I also know there's a number of you that are smaller, that are just getting going, that are just figuring out the game. You're trying to figure out how to put food on the table for the kid and the wife at home. I've been there. I know what it's like. And that's the exact strategy that Luke's talking about here. Every day, introduce you to someone who you feel you could help grow or could help you grow your business. Guys, that's what I did to go from zero to 300 jobs a year in just 3 years. Okay. Was freaking business cards. I was running out of cards all the time. When's the last time you ran out of business cards? Okay. Next one here. Mindy says, don't compare yourself to others. Focused on your business and keep consistent. Don't get caught in the comparison game. Amen to that, Mindy. Listen, I did that early on. I felt, you know, we had a lot of success and we were growing, and I started comparing myself to others, and it really messed with my brain. So I think that's great advice. All right, Tony says, don't be generic. Example, the world is full of carpenters. Be the deck expert or whatever. You can still do other stuff if you're asked, but it's essential to be known as some sort of an expert. Good stuff there. Listen, the more that you can niche and identify who's an ideal client for you, who you're a fit for, the better off you're going to be. So that's good stuff from Tony. Let's see. Luke, who talked about introducing yourself to someone new a few minutes ago, weighed back in as well. He says, this was a unique one. This was kind of out of the normal responses we were getting here. He says, my life has changed with a small investment of $15 a month. It's called Audible. And guys, Audible is, I literally like 20 minutes before I recorded this, just downloaded two books on Audible that I can listen to when I go hike. Okay. Luke also says, also podcasts are free. And he's quoting one of my guests here. He says, as Randall said in one of your last podcasts, Tom, every millionaire he has known has a library card. Guess what they read? It's not fiction. All right. So if you want to grow your business, you need to become a reader. I love this one. And today's library card, hey, you can have a library card, you can have Audible, you can listen to podcasts, whatever it is, find a way to consume stuff to help you with that. Okay, Ryan shares, automate, automate, automate as much as possible. Again, you know, back to the first 3 years of my business, I think I left a couple million on the table in sales because I never kept in touch with my past customers. So right now, as you're driving down the road or you're listening to this, if you're one of those guys that was like me, that was not staying in touch on a regular basis, a couple times a month through email, snail mail, social media, phone calls, whatever with your clients, raise your hand. I'm waiting. You too. You raise yours too. I know you're thinking about it right now. Go ahead and raise your hand. All right. So let's just take the email thing. All right. You can go and get a free account at MailChimp or many other services that are out there. Import your database. Every time you get somebody's email, you put it in there and you automate at least a monthly, if not a couple times a month, message to them so they can hear from you and stay on your radar, or that you stay on their radar. Man, Luke's on fire here. Luke, third time shares, smile more. That's it. Smile more. Smile more. Think about it. You want to be around people that are happy or crab asses. Okay. Good advice there from Luke. Paco says, create a vision statement for at least 3 years in the future. Listen, clarity and consistency. How many times have we talked about it here? Okay. If you don't know what your vision is, if you don't know what the, what a win looks like for you and your company and your life and your family, then you're screwed. Okay. So I love this advice from Paco. Create a vision statement for at least 3 years in the future and then reverse engineer it. Dave shares, guard your reputation and do quality work all the time. Guard your reputation. You know, what do they say? It takes a lifetime to build a reputation and like 2 seconds to destroy it. Okay, so this comes down, and Rick actually weighs in on this, on Dave's comment here on the Facebook group. He says, very true. It makes you, I'm trying to read, it's kind of a typo here, be concerned on who you hire and the importance of having hiring systems in place and continuous training. One employee can taint your reputation as a company. So everything you do, everything you don't do matters and will either help or hurt your reputation. Okay, so guard your reputation. That's cool here. I see a lot of, ton of these people are Accelerate members, by the way. Or okay, Mike says, I love this one. Mike, you nailed it. Okay, Mike says, stop thinking about the gross sales number and think about the profit. When that comes, then make the decision if you should grow or not. This is big. How many of you have had lots of sales come in but not made a lot of money? That could be a problem. Or how many of you have actually done less in sales as years have gone on and made more profit because you kind of figured the game out, right? So be more concerned with profit than you are the gross sales. Vale says, find yourself a niche market and make engineers and architects aware of it and have them design it into their plans. This is a big one. When I, one of my first, I'm trying to think if it was my first, one of my first sales jobs out of the Marine Corps was for a company called Lion, L-Y-O-N, Metal Products out of Aurora, Illinois, right by Wayne's World, baby. And I lived out there. I grew up in that area in Wheaton. And one of my roles was to go and call on architects who were building schools and shopping centers and anywhere that they would ever put a locker in. And it was to introduce them to our company so that they would write our product into the specs. So a lot of you know that because you're already doing it. So listen, if you build beautiful water features, then go to the architecture firm that you know is going to be designing the next shopping mall and see if they can't write in a certain type of water feature that you're the expert on or whatever. Okay, so I think that's a great idea. Those are also influencers for you. Vale gives us another one here. He says, also, here's a big one, perception. Keep your vehicles and machines clean and looking good. If you have magnetic signs, keep them straight and updated. I love that. Keep them straight. Picture that. Guy driving down the road, got a magnetic sign. I started my business with a magnetic sign, just like a lot of us did on the side of my beater van. Okay? And what would have made my beater van look worse is if the damn sign was crooked. All right. So make it straight, keep it updated. He says, same with decals. If you are a customer, would you hire at a premium wage someone who shows up in a crappy looking vehicle with crappy looking equipment? All right. So perception is huge. Russ shares with us here, put your efforts into the parts of the business you're good at. Hire grade A people to do the parts you're not good at. Listen, years ago, I was having dinner with a guy named Jerry Nelson, who's one of the founders of Ticketmaster. And my wife and I and Jerry were at dinner, and three of us are sitting there, and I lean across the table. I go, Jerry, I said, when did you finally get it? Like, when did your businesses start to grow? And he's had like 44 of them or whatever. And without hesitation, he says, when I hired better people and I got out of the way. Okay, so if you want your business to grow, hire people that are smarter than you, hire people that are better at things than you are, and that way you can free up your time to just spend your best energy on the things that you're really good at. All right, and I got four more that I'm adding here, which I think will put us up around 22 or 23 ideas here, somewhere in there, which is kind of like the one Russ just shared here a minute ago, but mine is, I have four here. Do what you're really great at and double down on that. So if you're really good at prospecting and building relationships, then double down. Find a way to do that with almost all of your time, 80 to 90% of your time in the week. Okay, next one that I have here is local relationships. Local relationships. Yes, social media is awesome. I'm on it. I believe in it. I think you should be there too. You should be on Facebook. You should be doing all these things, but nothing can take the place of you building great relationships in your area, okay, with people that need to know who you are. Third thing I have here, which I believe is number 21 or 22 here, is content. Create content. It will establish you as the expert in your industry, okay? And people hire experts. They pay experts more money, and that is a good thing for you. So create content, blog posts, videos, stuff like that. We've had tons of people on this podcast that talk about content all the time. Marcus Sheridan, who's known as the Sales Lion, was one of our first guests a year and a half or so ago. And he's actually, kind of a side note here, he's one of the speakers that we have coming in doing a workshop and a keynote at our Contractor Revolution event in February on the East Coast. So if that's something that you would like to be a part of and learn more, go to contractorrevolution.com and you'll see me, my partner Steve, you'll see Marcus and a number of other speakers that are kicking ass and taking names in the contracting world. All right, and the final thing here that I have of our 21 ideas to grow a stronger contracting business, help you grow your contracting business, is focus on building a strong culture. There are two things that I believe lead to growth, and one is your culture, and the other is your profit. And we've covered both of those in these 21 ideas here today. But if you don't have a strong culture, and what I mean by that is what do you intentionally want to happen, and what are you tolerating? So, you know, somebody shared earlier that one of these people that I read earlier said perception and some things like that. Listen, everything you do, everything you don't do in your business matters and tells a story. So you need to be intentional of the story you want to build. Okay. I am not a Patriots fan, but when a player goes and plays for the New England Patriots and he gets drafted or traded or they pick him up or whatever, people know immediately this is the type of place that you do your job. And if you don't do your job, you don't get to stay. Okay, and so that's part of the culture that is there. So what kind of culture do you want to create? Do you want to create the type of culture where other winners want to be a part of it and they want to go there because good things are happening? Or are you going to have a chaotic culture with no clarity, no future, no vision, and a bunch of chaos? Okay, so you get to choose. So choose the type of culture that you want to build. All right. Hey, appreciate you hanging with us today on this episode of 21 Ideas to Instantly Help You Grow Your Business. If you have something that you would like to share that we didn't share here, feel free to make sure you join the Contractor Fight Facebook group. So go over to Facebook, type in the Contractor Fight, look for the private group. There is a cover charge, which is just you owning your crap because you have no progress until you get truthful about who you are and where you're at. And so that's all we ask is that within 24 hours, you own your crap and you get to be part of the group. So hop in there and weigh in, learn from other awesome people in that group. And as we said at the top of the show, if you want to level up your business IQ and you're not ready for some of our higher end products and programs like the Contractor Sales Academy and our one-on-one coaching programs and things like that and our masterminds, feel free to go to thecontractorfight.com/accelerate to learn more about that program that we have there for you. And I will talk to you all next time on the Contractor Fight podcast. Travis, rock us out with the guitars.